When someone has hurt you, do you pull away from everyone, even if they're trying to help you? Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's word in your life. Sometimes when we're hurting, our instinct is to hide. We convince ourselves we'll deal with it later, or that no one would understand anyway. But the crazy thing is, the very moment we pull away is often the moment we need help the most. And God is always moving in to help. We'll see more of that in today's Devo, Wounded by Allison Wilson Lee. One day on a walk through my neighborhood, I spotted an injured duck. As I neared the lake behind a row of houses, other ducks flew away at my approach. Unable to fly, the wounded one hobbled around a tree trunk to hide. It seemed desperate to escape on only one functioning leg. I called animal control services in hopes that they could collect the duck and transport it to an animal rehabilitation facility. I stayed outside to keep an eye on the injured creature while I awaited help. Animal control arrived, but the duck couldn't be found. I had attempted to follow it so I could point it out to the animal rescuer, but in panic and pain, the duck hid itself away, not realizing help was close by. In a way, we do the same thing. When we put our trust in Jesus for forgiveness of our sins, we become God's beloved children. In His loving kindness, we can experience not just forgiveness of our sins, but also healing from hurts and bitterness. But like the wounded duck ran from rescue, our own sin and brokenness may cause us to pull away from the love offered in our relationship with Jesus. Shame may convince us we are beyond repair. Adam and Eve did the same thing in Genesis 3. They hid from God among the trees of the garden after they'd sinned. Their shame and regret kept them away from the only one who could provide healing and restoration. Like Adam and Eve tried to cover themselves with flimsy leaves, we may seek to cover our sins, mistakes, and vulnerabilities, hoping to appear whole. But Jesus died and rose again to provide the way to wholeness. So now, instead of trying to convince ourselves, God, and others that we're okay, or that we have all the resources we need to fix ourselves, we can turn in faith to the God who heals. So, what are some questions you've got? What parts of your past or present do you hesitate to share with others? Sometimes we find it difficult to believe God is trustworthy to heal those things. Why do you think that is? Consider taking some time to talk to God about whatever is on your mind. We don't have to endure pain and isolation. God provides help in relationship with Himself and with other Christians. Who are safe people in your life you could open up to about your hurts? If no one comes to mind, you can ask God to help you identify someone in the future. Now, as you and I can read in Psalm 147, verse 3, He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. And see for yourself what God says in Genesis 3, 1 through 10, Psalm 34, verse 5, and Luke 15 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you ever been going through a tough time and asked God, how long is this going to last? Well, one of the devotions in our Living Through War reading plan reminds us that even when we don't know the timeline, we can trust the one who walks with us through it. There is hope ahead. So this 30-day plan launches on May 4th. We'd love to have you join us with it. So get ready now by searching Unlocked Teen Devotional in your app store and downloading the app today. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. How can the heir to the throne and the throne's usurper be anything other than enemies? But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.